This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome into KER Politics, the last hour of the KE Report. Starting out with Jeff Deist right now, we're going to be talking about sources of information that help people make decisions, whether they're investment decisions or whether they are what we specialize in on the second hour here of the show, political decisions. There are places to go, and there are very definitely places not to go. I think that one site that is often overlooked, and I'm going to ask Jeff to elaborate on this if you would, is the site for the Mises Institute. You guys put out information on a daily basis. It should be bookmarked at least on every one of our listeners' computers. Tell us about that site.
Well, if you want to know economics, it should be one of your go-to sites. There's no question about it. Here's the thing, Al, is there's so many sources for content now. The obviously, you have the mainstream media outlets, but you just have almost an infinite supply of news and opinion sources, especially when you include in that mix social media. The problem is that you've got limited time and attention and interest to go through all this stuff. So the difference between today, 2018, and let's say even 5-10 years ago was that you can curate what you read and what you put it, you know, into your brain through your eyeballs a lot more than you could previously. So, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, the Drudge Report, mm-hmm. for instance, which I still look at most days, was my absolute number one go-to website. And it really had the most recent breaking news. So 15 years ago, or 20 years ago during the Clinton-Monica thing, the Drudge Report was absolutely scooping the mainstream media. Now I find that because I've sort of curated my own streams on social media, Twitter and Facebook accounts, I tend to find out about things via social media before they show up on Drudge. So the pace of things is accelerating. So I think the challenge for us, if we want to be well-informed people, we want to improve our thinking and our knowledge. The challenge is to say, well, let's go to the best sources and sites that have the most substantive content. Let's spend as little time as possible on garbage or low rent content sources, and let's take on the responsibility of sifting through all this information, all this white noise, and making something of it, because we have a ton of information. We have almost unlimited information at our fingertips in terms of a smartphone or mobile device.
You know,
but what we don't have is a lot of editorialism, a lot of editorial function, and a lot of wisdom.
I thought the comment you made about the Drudge Report was really interesting, in particular because I was all over that earlier in the week when they came out with the history of how they covered Lewinsky, how Lewinsky's being covered today, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was interesting given the fact that Newsweek was rather jumped on heavily by the feds a couple of days after that particular information came out on Drudge. I think it was one of the most important articles dealing with journalism that I've read in a long time. I also found it interesting that approximately 3 hours after I read it, and I read it about 9 o'clock in the morning, about noon my time, Pacific Standard Time, there was no mention of that article. It was totally taken off the Drudge page. I'm not sure why. I think the implications of what I just said are rather frightening, though.
Well, you can't trust media outlets. You have to trust your own judgment. And we have to remember that some blogger or social media person, you know, you say, oh, that's just some guy sitting at home. Well, okay, but a mainstream media reporter at this point is just some guy sitting at a keyboard, maybe in an office. They aren't doing a lot of real reporting and real journalism, wearing out shoe leather like an old hard-bitten reporter did 30 years ago. So the thing is the idea that the media is somehow sacrosanct in this country, as opposed to some self-interested blogger in his basement, is really false. When the First Amendment was created, there were in colonial times there were pamphleteers and muckrakers and all kinds of unsavory people. Mm-hmm. So the freedom of the press was never intended to be some sort of institutional press that stands apart from just some guy with back then, printing out a pamphlet today, some guy blogging or issuing social media posts. It means all of us. It means the ability of all of us to print and speak. And so we have to get over the idea that the media has some noble role. The media is there for clicks and eyeballs. The more clicks and eyeballs they get, and the longer those eyeballs stay at the site, the more advertising revenue they get. CNN is just a money-making business the same way Facebook is, the same way General Motors is, the same way Google is. We have to stop imagining that they're somehow, serving us and acting as an impartial arbiter of the news or an impartial source about what government does.
Jeff, what I don't understand is you're saying social media is a good place to get information because of the immediacy of most of the postings. I'm not sure I would agree with that. Why do you say that?
Well, it's a good place to hear about things early. You do. It's the wild, wild west out there, and you do have to exercise your own judgment. I'll just give an example. Over the last year or so, I can recall hearing about terrorist incidents on social media many, many hours before they were covered on the news. Does that really benefit me as a person? I don't know. I get your point. But that's one example. But a better example is when you see something on social media that never makes it into the mainstream news. You have to decide whether it's true or false, whether it's worthwhile or a waste of time. But I want to know. I want to hear about things. For instance, sometimes social media people will write an article that appears on a self-publishing site like Medium, and this story. Now about a week ago about this young woman who went out on a date with the comedian and had a very bad experience, that was on a very small site originally. And I think social media is what turned that into a national story. That's good if you want to know that story. It's bad if you think that was irresponsible muckraking about what ought to have been a private encounter between these two. So it depends on your perspective. But I would rather let people be their own editors, because I don't trust our appointed editors in the mainstream media.
Jeff, I got about 2 minutes left here. Tell me real quick where the Mises Institute and your website and your colleague Lou's website, Lou Rockwell's website, how are they different?
Well, Mises.org is the official organ of the Mises Institute, so it's focused primarily on econ, economic topics. We don't provide libertarian analysis or perspective on all of the news of the day. LouRockwell.com is Lou's personal site. He runs a lot more revisionist history, counter-analysis, opposing viewpoints to the mainstream media, that sort of thing. So they're really two very different things. But we pride ourselves at Mises.org about providing some substance, about not just having breezy clickbait kind of material.
And it's that's pretty refreshing in my mind. That's one of the reasons that we post as much of your stuff as we do. We also post virtually everything that Daniel McAdams puts out in terms of Ron's Institute. I find that to be very up-to-date information that, finally reaches the mainstream media long, long after it's happened. For example, they cover Tillerson's speech at Stanford University. I know the media covered it, but not nearly as in-depth as Daniel did in his editorial on the real significance of what Tillerson had to say. Having said that, it is important to get unbiased information. If you don't have unbiased information, you have virtually no information. The Mises Institute, Mises.org, is, in my opinion, probably one of the best places to go. We'll be posting their information from now on almost on a daily basis as it comes up. Mr. Deist, have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, Big Al.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Continuing our discussion with Adam Levin. You know, Adam, the thing that really gets under my craw is the fact that I don't care if the government wants to watch me for true security reasons. If I'm breaking the law, goddammit, I deserve to be watched. But if I'm endangering my fellow Americans, I probably deserve to be watched. But for that information to be available to people who are trying to sell me a product, that's a totally different subject. And quite frankly, it really makes me angry. What's the solution, or is there even one?
Well, the solution is giving people privacy alternatives. And one of the things that's evolving now, which is sort of interesting, is that institutions that are gathering information about us are offering ways to help us keep our information more private for a fee.
Right.
So, and that's what's, for instance, with the ISPs and the fact that the FCC had passed a privacy regulation, which basically said that as an ISP, you can only collect a user's information if you ask for them to give you consent. And the rule was struck down as an example under the current administration of where you have regulatory overreach, and the Congress, using the Congressional Review Act, overrode the regulation. And the ISP said, well, we would never do that. And they said, you have a different set of regulations for Google and Facebook than you do for Verizon, AT&T, and other ISPs, and that's not fair, and, you're putting undue regulatory burden on us, and this shouldn't exist. And then shortly after it, they came up with all sorts of different ways to tell you how they were going to save you money and do all these things, and just give them more of your information, and we'll give you great deals. And, that is disturbing.
I really understand what your main role is as a consumer advocate now. I really understand that. But I have to say one thing. To me, that is absolutely immoral. And the reason I say that is because the vast majority of people in the United States, certainly myself included, are unaware of when we are actually giving information to other people. I have no idea when people are picking up information on me, and I have to tell you, I find it very, very disconcerting knowing that the local Ford dealer or what have you has the ability to put up pop-ups on my computer because he knows that I have a bit of an interest in some of the models of Fords. It just really, really angers me. And there has to be some type of action that we, Adam, as we're all consumer advocates, in my opinion, if we're not, we should be. What kind of action can we take to stop this thing? Or is the snowball gotten too big and the hill too steep?
Well, I think that in the future there will be organizations that will make a marketing point out of the fact that they understand that a consumer covets his or her information, and they will in fact offer products and services that have privacy and security built in. It was a concept actually was developed by Ann Kevorkian, who is the former Information and Privacy Commissioner in Ontario, Canada. Mm-hmm. That instead of privacy or security being something bolted on to an existing product, it's actually something built into the core. Apple, for instance, prides itself on the fact that they are very covetous of your information. They want to help you protect your information. Time will tell if that's truly the case, but and they've made a selling point out of it. A lot of people have responded to them about that. There are other companies that they say it's in our privacy policy, although privacy policies are usually in mouse print written in 27th grade English.
Right.
And they basically say, not only do we have the right to access to your information, but we can sell it to anyone whenever we feel like it and whatever. And then there are cases like when Radio Shack made a big deal, in fact, we will not sell your information. And then when they went through bankruptcy, what's the first thing they did? They sold consumer information.
Yeah.
So, and there has to be a tougher line. And, the FTC has taken the position that you have a right to whatever privacy policy you want, but once you specify what that policy is, you darn well better stick to it or we're going to come after you. And, this is all part of the ever-evolving debate of privacy in this country. And, for people who are concerned about privacy, think about all the people that go online and do nothing but spend hours and hours and hours flinging out every possible morsel of information about themselves and assuming it's all going to be okay. And you know what? It's not all going to be okay. And if you want to talk about just exposing yourself to
anybody. The government can go on your Facebook page. They can say that they're your friend. They can do whatever they want to do. They will gather an enormous amount of information about you. Look at the cases where divorce lawyers have said social networking is the greatest thing that's happened to the divorce profession in years. Insurance companies love it. You put in for a claim. You say you're disabled. They just go on your Facebook page and see you skiing in Aspen. And then they go, really? How disabled are you? You know, what kind of an injury did you really sustain? We are, unfortunately, also contributing. So we have to understand that our privacy and security is now a shared responsibility between us, business, and the government.
I personally don't want my personal private security, private information to be a shared responsibility. Damn it, I got to tell you, Adam, nobody has a right to that information unless I specifically give it to them.
Oh, no, I agree. What I'm saying, shared responsibility, and the fact that it is as much on us to be covetous of our information as we have a right to expect those who we do business with and those who govern us to be protective of our information, and that they have a fiduciary responsibility, whether or not they want to admit it, they do, but we have a responsibility as well to be aware of what we're doing, where we're doing it, and understand the dangers that are out there.
It's pretty tough for a guy like Al Corlett, who certainly knows how to use a computer as well as anybody, but I am totally oblivious to the concept of keeping my personal information to myself. I don't happen to use Facebook. I don't happen to use any of the other social networking deals just because I've got a blog of my own that I deal with that takes me an awful lot of time. So, but I have to say, to me, it's nothing more when somebody amasses your information and then sells your information, as is the case of Radio Shack, to somebody else. That's nothing more than just simply engaging in a very, very immoral, very, very illegal practice, and that practice is called stealing. When somebody doesn't give you something and you take it and then use it for your own profit, that's nothing more than theft. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, Adam Levin is one of the most interesting guys who we have on the show. Go to his website and learn more about Mr. Levin.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, Ryan Coe is a very interesting guy. He knows a lot about the cryptocurrencies and certainly the potential government involvement with the blockchains and the cryptocurrencies and the rest of it. Don't just take it for granted that this stuff is all going to make you money. Listen to what Ryan says. There's things to be aware of. Got Dr. John Huber with me right now. Boy, I'll tell you, if he can really straighten you out if you are aware of the negativity that's going on in society and how to deal with it. You know, it seems, John, as you know, you and I were talking off mic, I very seldom even listen to the nightly news anymore, because it's all bad stuff. And you know, I got to tell you, I'm tired of bad stuff. How can America deal with that? Because I mean, if you're bombarded with negativity, you're going to become a very negative person. You read the political editorials, et cetera, whether it's Paul Krugman or whoever, and all you're going to do is be depressed. Now, what can a person do other than just not read that stuff anymore and consequently be ill-informed? What do you recommend?
Well, first of all, you have to do a couple of things. One of them, you have to look where all this comes from and why we are focusing in on negativity. And then the other side to the fact is, if they're throwing you negativity, if you don't listen to them, or if you do listen to them, you're going to be fed poor information either way. So I think it behooves us then to try and find other outlets and other sources of verifiable news and not just focus on all the negative stuff that's going on there.
You know, Doc, I got to tell you, I'm reading a book right now, as we were talking about again a little bit off mic. The book is called Beautiful Hope. And yes, it does have religious connotations, but that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is there's a big difference between a person being optimistic and being hopeful. Hopeful basically purely and simply means taking action. Optimism just means thinking that everything is going to be coming up roses, and even if it doesn't. Oftentimes, optimistic people are those that are the most disappointed in their lives. Don't you think?
I think so, exactly. And we did talk off the line, and I had a football coach. His name is Kenneth Purcell, out of Allen, Texas. Now he's down in Plano, I believe. He used to tell the whole team, and he drilled this in. You know, no matter what you're thinking, what you're feeling, how bad you feel or how bad or corrupt the world is, get up, get dressed, and get moving. Because even if you make the wrong decision today, because you chose to make that decision, you can now choose to make a different, better decision the next moment. And you have control through that. If you just sit there and are optimistic, and, well, the world just kind of passes you by, and you let the world have control, as opposed to you taking what little control we do have in our reality.
Why is it so difficult, John, for people to take control of their own lives?
It's scary. I mean, that's what, down to the fact. I mean, it is scary. Change is very hard for us, even
why?
When it's good change.
Why? Yeah, why is it?
It's the unknown. I mean, you know, I work with people with serious mental health issues, and I work with, for example, battered women. Mm-hmm. And I sit there and I watch them and I read their police reports. And, you know, the police have shown up at their place, you know, 15 times in the last 3 months, and another, you know, 15 times in the next forward months as we work with them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, why can you not step away from this? And it boils down to, you know, no matter how bad he is, it could be worse.
No matter how bad he is, it could be worse. I don't know. The thing that I find interesting is people who are really successful. And you look at people, for example, some of the prophets out there, and then a prophet is the wrong way to put it, I guess I would have to say, but some of the egomaniacs, Tony Robbins, etc., you know, I learned an awful lot, not from Tony Robbins, but I learned an awful lot as a youth with Dale Carnegie, Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, folks like that. And it, one thing that they never brought up, in my opinion, is how damn difficult it is to change your attitude. I bring this into KER politics only because we are bombarded daily by the bad stuff. Nothing good. All bad, all bad, all bad.
And that's conditioning. You know, from the day we're born, we're sitting there and we're doing something inappropriate and our parents correct us. And then we get to school, whether it's daycare or legitimate school, and we walk in. And what do we get from our teachers every day? You need to learn how to take criticism better. You need to listen to all the things you're doing wrong and learn from me, because I'm going to tell you how to do things right. And you get that every day of your life through school. A lot of us get it in the workplace. You have bosses who micromanage and don't let you do what you're there for in the first place. And, you know, we're conditioned for that. And then when we do something well and somebody comes along and says, hey, you did a great job on that, you minimize it. Oh, it was easy, or I just got lucky. And the fact is, the reason why it usually is easy is because you did all the work you needed to do to be prepared for that moment. And you needed to be commended for that. You have done a good job. And we're deprogrammed to not just say thank you anymore. We have to make an excuse because, oh, you need to be humble. You need to, you know, not gloat. Well, it's not if you did the work. Say thank you. Get on with your life and take control.
Well, you know, it's really interesting to me. Obviously, pessimism, violence, negativity is what sells newspapers. And I don't understand why. And it also what basically sells a ton of advertising in terms of both television and radio. Why is that, John? Is it because of the conditioning that we get in society? Or what?
We're conditioned for that. Right. And then what happens is when they say something good on there, we make excuses why that person did good. Oh, they just got lucky. Or, man, you know, anybody would have done that. But when somebody goes and gets in trouble and wrecks their car and goes off a cliff, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, look at that. And we're just drawn to the accident. You know, I have a buddy who's into race cars, and he says the number one reason why people watch NASCARs are waiting for the wreck. Of course, I have a friend who actually drives rally car. She's a professional race car driver and all that kind of stuff. And she absolutely disagrees, you know, but that's why she doesn't watch NASCAR. She does rally car. So,
well, I think it's very true, you know, and you have to wonder sometimes if some of the violence in sports, I mean, you know, we just got over college football, and well, I guess we're not totally over yet. We still have Georgia-Bama,
right,
which is going to be one hell of a game. But having said that, you know, we still have a little bit of NFL left, actually a lot of NFL left. They're going to drag right. that out. They're going to drag it out and drag it out and drag it out. You have to wonder if people don't watch football as an example because it is a violent sport. I happen to love football. I mean, I think the athleticism, et cetera, goes without saying is great. Why are people drawn to stuff like that, John?
Well, when we're talking about sports like football or lacrosse, what they're doing is they're essentially replacing war. I mean, it's a land acquisition mm-hmm. competition.
Sure it is.
And you're, you know, Dallas is trying to beat Pittsburgh, is trying to beat Seattle, is trying to beat, you know, Detroit. And as they go through, they're trying to say, yes, we are better than the other team. I mean, you know, when the lacrosse got started in Canada between the Indians that were doing it, the team that lost got beheaded. Yeah, you know, I mean, and it wasn't a 3-hour game. It was a 24 to 36 day game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was legitimate. And it was across 10-15 kilometers, and it was war. It really was war, mm-hmm. and that kept the rival tribes from actually going out there and killing and raping and pillaging.
Yeah.
They were able to have this game, and it settled land acquisition issues that they had, and they would play it again next year and so on and so forth. Well, so we kind of transmuted that into soccer and football. And
the thing that people have to remember, and this is really critical, listen to what Dr. John Huber has to say. Don't take things for granted. Get up, stand on your own 2 feet, and make up your own mind. Don't just buy into the depression. Dr. Huber, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric von Däniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. We've got a very, very important conversation right now with one of our important, and I would have to say more popular guests, and that is Michael Stumo. Michael is the Chief Executive Officer of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. He has been on the show for a couple of weeks because the research director has been on the show in his place, and I thought he did a really good job. But Michael is the man. We're going to talk a little bit with Michael about the U.S. and its China retaliatory tariffs, and you know how basically why the age of appeasement really has to end. Michael, you started out your article talking about the fact that your organization strongly supports the Trump administration's shift from free trade to the realpolitik strategic trade. Define, if you would, why free trading is hurting us and what you mean by strategic trade, would you?
Sure. Free trade is kind of like a pink unicorn. It's kind of fun to talk and write about, but it's unlikely you'll ever see it. But we've tried to, you know, make this free trade happen by dropping tariffs and the like, first on our own without other countries doing it, and then trying to persuade them to do it. But tariffs are such a small part of the geopolitical, you know, the national strategy other countries have to influence trade and to be strategic about it, that we've just been naive. The real world game that nobody talks about, everyone successful practices strategic trade, because we're simply in a global competition among nations to get the good industries and good jobs. That's what the game really is.
Michael, let's talk a little bit about strategic trade. You know, globalists have a tendency to feel that we're all in this game together, and if you don't have free trade but you utilize strategic trade instead, that's going to help out the world as a whole, the poor, downtrodden masses, et cetera, et cetera. I don't really believe that's the case, because I think the people who free trade is going to hurt the most is I guess I'm in agreement with you when I say that, and that it's really, really hurting the United States, because other countries, as you just brought out, are really engaged in strategic trade. Now, I guess the question...
Right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right, right. There's probably 6 or 8 countries, maybe 10, that are really, you know, pretty good at being strategic about it. In fact, you know, Germany, Japan, and Korea are really good at it. They don't allow China to have a big, you know, trade surplus with them, or they don't have a trade. Japan and Korea sell more to China than they buy from China, so does Germany. But your point about the poor people, that's true across the world, really what countries need to do is have national policies that build their own economies, their own industrial ecosystems, their own job ecosystems that's right for them, because the fully open markets allow multinationals to come through and ravage the local communities and put people out of work. And so it's really the nature of this really should be a good, strong national economic policy that is right for each country, including the U.S.
You know, you mentioned that a lot of challenges are going to take place in the U.S. when we try to move from free to strategic trade. I think the biggest challenge, personally, is going to take place if you look at some major, major globalists in the U.S. right now. That would be Jeff Bezos, Amazon, because he is profiting, his company is profiting hugely from globalism, in my opinion. You know, and the other one would probably be Microsoft. Microsoft is profiting hugely from globalism. How can we change the perception? I mean, these guys are obviously, their spokespeople, I guess I should say, are obviously pushing the fact that the United States is morally corrupt if we're not globalistic in nature. How do you correct that perception? Because it's totally wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, most Americans don't agree with Bezos and Microsoft and the like. Most of them want to take care of our own folks first, but that doesn't mean we want to put a, you know, wish others harm either. But I think the globalist challenge that we face the most is from the government-owned companies from China run by the Central Communist Party or their princelings. And so these days, as China is like 48% of our trade deficit, they're our biggest challenge. It's those global companies which are bigger. But certainly in this country, you know, Bezos and the like are an impediment to getting back to the old American way of protecting our interests as opposed to the, you know, interests of other people as we drown in wage stagnation.
Mike, I'm going to disagree with you on one point. I think the progressive movement in the United States right now is really, really in the camp of being globalistic, because they feel that being globalistic in our actions is morally correct, and I disagree violently with that.
Yeah, globalism isn't partisan, actually. You've got the New York Times globalists, you've got the Wall Street Journal globalists, you've got the National Public Radio globalists. In the Congress, the GOP globalists are the worst challenge, the Kevin Brady's, Paul Ryan, the Orrin Hatch, and the like. A lot of the Democrats opposed a lot of these trade agreements in the past. But so the Wall Street Dems are a problem, but there's a bunch of fair trade Dems that are not such a problem. They're a bit confounded because they kind of like what Trump's doing, but they're not supposed to say it. And the GOP free trade globalists are much more vocal. In fact, one of my member companies said with regard to the steel and aluminum 232 tariffs against the world to stop China's overcapacity, they couldn't find one Republican senator that would be supportive of that position and of Trump. And the fellow who told me that is a Republican. He's very dismayed by that fact.
I find that to be really interesting, because my impression, I do an awful lot of reading on all of this stuff, and my impression is that basically Hillary Clinton ran on a globalist platform. I think a lot of...
No doubt.
I think basically that is the heart of the globalist party right now. Now, one other question I have that I think a lot of our listeners are unaware of, you know, everybody talks about the World Trade Organization. They talk about the WTO and, you know, what a great deal it is and a great place to have protests, et cetera, et cetera. But you brought out, in my opinion, in this article, China Retaliatory Tariffs, The Age of Appeasement Must End, which just came out here on April 3rd, you brought out the fact that the World Trade Organization is virtually blind to the trade imbalances around the world. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. The WTO has gone off track. The World Trade Organization has 100 and some countries in it. It's supposed to be a rules-based trade organization, enforce the rules. But they've become a problem because everybody wants to use the dump, overproduce and dump all their products on the U.S., taking out our industry and our workers, mm-hmm. we get a little bit of compensation with cheap products, but not sufficient. And if we push back, not that our government has much in the past until now, but if we push back and say, no, we're not going to be the dumping ground for overproduction around the world, because of these trade amounts, these trade deficits kill jobs, trade surpluses create jobs on net. They get trade surplus, they create jobs. So the WTO is an impediment. They don't allow you to take action based on these kind of trade deficits, and they are an impediment to it. And so Trump is actually, in a way, becoming the new WTO, re-regulating world trade based upon other countries' access to the biggest consumer market in the world, us.
I find that to be really interesting. Michael, I have one last question, and that is that in your article you bring out the fact that tariffs on China's government-subsidized imports have the potential to boost America's industrial production. Can I get you to quantify that, please?
Sure. This is a good start as to the industries of the future, because the tariffs that Trump recently announced are on advanced technology industries of the future, which China is vigorously trying to dominate in a program called China 2025. So we tend to export commodities to China as if we are a third world colony to an Asian industrial power. And then we don't produce high-tech products, which are our future industries and current. So if we at least rebalance on the high-tech side, that gives our companies a chance to have advanced manufacturing, information technology capability, and the like, and to reestablish it here because we've lost so much of it.
And there you have it from Michael Stumo, Chief Executive Officer of Coalition for a Prosperous America. Michael, always a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.